Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Elodie. Hey, Elodie! She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too! Let's go!
Purple ninjas. Where are you guys? Come over here.
That was Dr. Stinky Breath in one of his secret labs. I think this one was somewhere by Seattle and Vancouver, but I think he's planning something terrible.
Purple ninjas, I've been thinking. I think we need to find a way to disrupt the children's sleep. I know we've always wanted to go after the toothbrushes and make their breath stinky, but another way that we can ruin the world is if nobody can sleep.
Boss, that sounds like a fantastic idea, but what in the world are you talking about? How are we gonna get the kids to stop sleeping?
Well, you see, I found a secret potion that will turn their beds invisible. They'll think their beds are gone, and then, where in the world will they sleep? Their parents won't even know what to do. It'll be perfect.
Oh, boss, you're so smart. That'll be great. All right, well, just tell us what to do, and we won't do anything wrong, we promise.
Purple ninjas, if you guys mess this up, no more sweets for you.
Okay, boss, we'll get to work. Bye.
The Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath were up to something terrible. They wanted to make all of our beds invisible? It's basically like stealing our beds. Oh, no. Well, this story, we have to actually go over to Elodie's house because she is on our spy team. And I think she's the first one about to find her bed missing. Elodie, it's time to get ready for bed, said her parents. Oh, okay. She went upstairs and brushed her teeth and got dressed and... What in the world? As she walked into her room, her bed was gone. Elodie did not know that it had turned invisible. It looked like it had just been stolen, like completely stolen. All the blankets and pillows and stuffed animals and the whole bed, everything was gone. She screamed for help and her parents came up and they couldn't believe their eyes. Elodie, where did all your stuff go?
I don't know, said Elodie, but I have to call this into HQ. This just doesn't sound right. There's got to be a bigger picture.
She called into HQ and they said,
Hey, Elodie, how's it going?
It's going terrible, HQ. You see, my bed got stolen. It's gone.
Your bed got stolen?
Oh, no. We're hearing many reports of that all throughout the country, and it does sound like there's some kind of bed thief. Can you look around for any clues? Because we don't have any yet.
Yes, I'll do that, said Elodie.
Elodie started to walk around her room, and all of a sudden, poof, ow,
what the?
She bumped right into where her bed was, but there's nothing there, and it just, ow, something.
Wait a second. As she felt her hands around, she could feel the bed.
But wait a second. And it all made sense to her.
Someone didn't steal my bed. They turned my bed invisible. I gotta let them know.
She called into HQ to report her findings, and it was true. All the beds in the whole country were not missing. They were just invisible.
But how do we turn this invisible bed back to normal? This is not right.
Elodie had an idea. She'd always heard a legend about this mountain with a magical fruit. That this fruit could heal invisible things. And so you know what that means, right? Elodie has got to go on an adventure. Dun, 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 dun! As Elodie grabbed all of her spy gear and all of her important things, she headed out the door. It wasn't that far away. She didn't need her jetpack, but she did need her hiking boots. As she started hiking, clump, 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 up the mountain and getting closer and closer to where she needed to be, she was met by an unexpected creature.
Why, hello there!
Oh, hi! Help. My name's Elodie. What are you?
My name is Roger, and I am the guardian of this mountain.
You see, Roger was this very strange-looking creature. He had three ears coming out the top of his head that looked kind of like flowers, and he was kind of the mix between, like, maybe a troll and a flamingo. It was very strange-looking.
What are you doing up here? You see, this mountain is full of very important things that I cannot just let you take. What are you here for?
I'm here for an emergency, Elodie said. You see, beds all around the world have been turned invisible, and I heard there was something magical up here that could maybe save the day. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Did you say somebody turned the beds invisible?
Said Roger. Yes! Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Oh, okay. Well, come with me.
As he guided her up further up the mountain, they got closer and closer, and there it was. A giant bush full of these bright yellow berries that I think those are the ones that if you put on the invisible thing, then it might fix it? Elodie wasn't sure, but she filled up a bag of these berries and off she went. She had to get home fast, because I think if these beds stay invisible for too long, like if too much time passes, they might stay invisible forever. And then it'd be really easy to like lose all your really special important blankets and pillows and things because they're invisible. Elodie ran home as fast as she could. She had to see if this will work. She ran up to her room, carefully picked out one of the berries, and set it where her bed was supposed to be. And it looked like the berry was just hovering in midair, but it was actually sitting on her invisible bed. And just like that, bing, her bed appeared again. It worked. Yes, I gotta let HQ know. She called it into HQ to let them know about these magical berries that will fix these invisible beds and turn them back into normal beds. And they were able to distribute all of these berries around the world to all of the beds that needed to be visible again.
Purple ninjas.
Yeah, boss. Aren't you proud of us? We did such a good job.
What are you talking about? Did you see what happened?
No, I don't know what happened.
Some little girl just foiled the whole plan with some yellow berries. You mean to tell me that you didn't take into consideration the yellow berries? Who developed this invisible potion that obviously doesn't work? It's all your fault, Purple Ninjas. Ah!
And Dr. Stinky Breath was obviously a little frustrated because another one of his plans was foiled. Elodie saved the day and saved the world. And now it's time for a good night's sleep. The end.
What an amazing adventure.
And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Elsie from San Antonio, Claire from St. Charles, Illinois, Navia from Ohio, Callan from San Francisco, Scarlett and Mason from Florida. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our undercover spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, you guys have a super duper day. And guess what? There are so many more adventures. And I'll see you over on the next one. Bye.